Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites is the Jen and Tim show. I tried to create almost my own 333 yesterday with Stevie on the socials.
How'd that go?
So I was here, had meetings. Well, I was probably here till like 12:30 yesterday. So my first three was a nap, 3 hours. So that was my first three. So
that's
it wasn't
productive.
It wasn't the workout. Was the first three a workout? Do you remember what that?
No, the first three is the hardest task of the day.
Well, I feel a little groggy when I wake up. I hate taking a nap because I feel awful when I wake up.
So wait, you did this when though? After your meetings, aren't you supposed to do it right when you wake up?
Does it
matter when you start your 333?
Well, I guess if you have a job, you probably have to do it after the job.
One would think.
But yes, I think that's like the goal. Wake up.
Yeah, that's why it was my version.
So 3 hour nap then?
That was my three.
Sounds nice.
Then I snacked for 3 minutes.
That was your little reward.
I don't know what the other three was. I'm still working on it. Wait, what are we?
Three hours of TV.
And then it was?
Then the night.
It was an hour and 34 minutes of TV.
Mm-hmm. You watched it?
Catfish.
Oh, you
watched
did?
The show.
Afternoon Chase, call in 216-343-1028 so we can have a group chat.
No, don't spoil. I don't want to know.
Cover your ears, because it's crazy.
You want to know. Okay, I'm sorry. All right, what do we have for Stevie on the socials?
We're going to get into Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. He gave some opinions and some advice about his proposal, as the internet did obviously went viral when he proposed, and people had some things to say about the proposal, and I think that this was his way of addressing it.
Let's get to that next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
On yesterday's episode of Travis and Jason Kelce's podcast, New Heights, Travis opened up about the proposal and his thoughts on asking your significant other to marry you. This comes after they announced their engagement, which obviously was everywhere. It went viral. And then, of course, so did people's opinions on it. Like it was in his backyard, and a lot of people were saying that, you know, she deserved better than having it in a backyard right after a podcast filming. And other people were saying that was perfect for her. And obviously this isn't just any old backyard. I mean, there was roses and
I didn't know people were saying that was a bad choice.
Yeah. People did not love it. And I think that's why he had this topic on his podcast and gave his opinion. He basically addressed it without addressing it, of people saying, hey, this is, I know what she would want. I mean, Taylor's had a very glamorous life. She probably wanted something more, you know, at home that probably was better for her. And it's not like it's just a random backyard. I mean, it was beautiful rose filled.
The bajillion dollars they probably spent on the flowers back there. I mean, you're right. It wasn't
it was probably
basic.
Nice having this beautiful scenery, but still being right at home, perfect for something Taylor would like. And that's basically what he said. So he addressed it with this comment here.
You got to know your gal or your significant other. You got to know them.
You can't.
And you can't let how somebody else does it make you feel like you need to do it that way.
And then Jason Kelce agreed with him, adding, quote, "You can't read about it in a Cosmopolitan magazine and expect they're going to know your person. You got to know your person." And then Travis followed that up saying, "Yeah, I hear you. It might get the creative juices going, but I would just say know your partner, know who you're doing it for, and do it for the right reasons, and everything else will be beautiful." So I think he made those comments in reference to the few people out there that were like, why would you do it at your own house? She deserved better.
I feel like on the internet, people get this expectation. They want everything so grand and so
like,
big.
Like, yeah, you
and
have
so,
all this like money. These... You should do something huge.
Right.
She would
That's not what
that.
She would want.
Yes.
And you're going to do that where? Paparazzi free.
Right.
Everything else. You know, there's a lot of other considerations because it's not anybody listening. I mean, this is such a... It's such a grand scheme. I mean, you find they're looking at a house in Cleveland and it blows up and they can't have a, you know, they're at Chagrin Falls at a restaurant that maybe most people haven't heard of and it blows. I mean, he has to low key. I mean, just think about that. And having asked somebody to marry me, I mean, it is the most, even if you think you're going to definitively get a yes, it is one of the most, I mean, I was so nervous to do so. He's doing a podcast in the backyard. They're setting everything up. I mean, he has to have that in the back of his mind
Nerves,
this entire time.
Yeah, of course.
Am I doing it right? Is this the right thing to do? Is she, I mean, low key, is she going to say yes? Even though in your heart of hearts, you hope and pray and think that yes, clearly she's going to say yes.
Sure.
I hope that this is the right way. I hope this is, you know, she's happy about this is all go through his head. He's trying to do a podcast, which the podcast is about her and her releasing her album in her own way that she wants to do as well. I mean, there are a lot of moving parts there that people also need to consider. And when it comes down to it, it's about him, it's about her, and it's about, you know, their love.
I think the expectations on things have become just too high.
I feel it makes me think with everybody, even just that.
Right.
It'll be someone I went to high school with, come, like their proposal comes up. I'm like, oh, you did it there. Weird.
And it's just like these HOCO. Why are we proposing at homecoming now? Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
those expectations are more extravagant than some proposals these days.
Why have we gone to this next level? You're right. It should be all about your person and knowing your person.
And that's what Travis had to say. And I appreciate
good for
that
him.
Comment.
Good for them.
That is a great Stevie on the socials.
Tim, there's possibly an end to sewage at Edgewater Beach. And you know what's so funny? Anytime I hear about sewage at Edgewater Beach, I think of you. Is that bad?
I just don't understand. I know we're getting to the story, and I'm not spoiling the story. I just don't know. Can you answer me this, and we're going to get to it. I know you're going to tease.
I already know the answer is no, but go ahead and ask your question.
So the design from, I don't know, 1920 or whatever the design is, where when you have an abundance of rain... And the sewage just drops over there by Edgewater Beach.
Right
I
into
believe
the water.
West of there at some point in time.
Right into the water.
So when you have the whole of Cleveland, just drop everything in there. And they tell you to stay out of the water at Edgewater Beach. Clearly because there is sewage and all sorts of, you know, things there. How can that dissipate 24, 48 hours later and then you get the all
clear? And then they say it's safe.
And I'm not trying to be funny. I have asked this question. We have done this show for over a decade. I have never had an answer. I don't understand how then all of a sudden, and I understand that there are thousands, millions, whatever of gallons that make up Lake Erie, that this can dissipate that. I am not an unintelligent human. I don't understand how that can be the case where it's like all clear.
But why is the raw sewage coming in? Why isn't it like processed first? Like, isn't there a processing?
It's an old design that they just never addressed until now.
Well, a new plan could make it stop. We'll tell you what we know.
You didn't like the whole of Cleveland?
I thought that was pretty strong. I loved it. I heard it.
The Cleveland rinse?
I hate Cleveland rinse.
The
whole of Cleveland, though, feels very accurate. Cleveland rinse is gross because it's
the Cleveland rinse out of the whole of Cleveland?
I think of... No.
Okay, I'll leave it alone.
Yeah, okay. 60 seconds away.
Rinse-a-rooney?
No.
All right.
Twinsburg's at 62 degrees. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. So here's what we were just talking about. The sewer district working on a $20 million plan to stop sewage overflows at Edgewater Beach. The project would build a new underground tunnel to catch storm backups before they hit the lake. But then where does it go? I don't know. If it's approved, it could be finished by 2028. Lady Gaga just dropped a new single, made her debut on the Netflix show Wednesday. The song is called The Dead Dance. I love it. There's even a Tim Burton directed video. Every time. So there's a Tim Burton directed video to go along with it. And of course, there's a like a cool dance. And I immediately wonder, is this going to be a TikTok dance? Is this the next dance that everybody's going to do? Gaga plays a teacher at Nevermore Academy named Rosalind Rotwood on the show Wednesday. And Scrubs fans, Nurse Carla is back. The actress who played her confirmed she'll be back for the reboot. She'll join Zach Braff, Donald Faison, and Sarah Chalky. It's set to premiere in the 25-26 TV season.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Have you guessed the sip yet? Nobody on this show.
No. It, when you're with a person and they sip their coffee like that, it's super annoying. But when you have the audio isolated like that and you can replay it as much as you want, it's next level bad.
First thing I did before, I was in here before you today, I just decided to cut that up and I didn't want you to hear it so I could just go on the air with that to play around and guess that sip. If you have a guess, that's great. DM us. We were going to answer that because it has been relatively annoying for the last, I don't know, hour and 7 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it will make sense with a new item that you can win during a round of Trump Tui. And it'll totally make sense. And, I know it's a big deal.
It is a big deal. And I love that we've been able to talk about this all week. And the fact that you have taken the sip to the next level is just, I mean, it doesn't surprise me at all.
Well,
it really doesn't.
I'm very excited about this because we announced this, you know, we had taken some video, posted that on our socials. And if you have a guess, 216-343-1021. Oh, okay. You want to hear it again? That's
no,
fine.
No, I'm good.
So
it gets worse every time.
It sounds like, that's a healthy sip.
That is a healthy sip. I hope the liquid wasn't too hot.
You talk about next level, and we've played Trump Tui 2,400 times. Trump Tui went next level this week. I mean, really this summer with Apex Skin,
sure,
next level.
For sure.
And they were a huge part of it. And then with the introduction of the new mugs, next level, and then an in-studio redemption week, if you win, next level. I mean, the entire thing is, which I think is just a big, big deal.
It's wonderful. It's really great.
If we have any guesses, we will get to those. We will also reveal in our next segment called Behind the Sip. 3 minutes away. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites.
I don't know how many more times I could take that.
That's
sip.
It. That's it. They're guessing the sip. We have some guesses.
Cameron sent us a DM. Says, sounds like a Nate sip. Nate is my husband. That is not a Nate sip.
Oh, not a Nate sip.
But then Robin sent us a message and said, is that Joe Tui sipping? Yes. Yes, it is Joe Tui sipping.
There you go.
Joe Tui, Fox 8 News. Sipping.
Sorry you had to hear that this morning.
It was, that's next level right there.
There's a reason that we have that. And we have to get to the reason next because this might have actually been outdone.
It's a smooth sip to the lip.
That is actually the tagline on the mug, right?
Yeah, that's the tagline on the mug.
And thank you, Jen.
I've said it a lot. clearly you've recorded it and you play it a lot. But then there's my brother who sees the mug online and just like a day or two ago texts me. He's like, how do I get one? I want a mug. I want a Smooth-Sipped Lip mug. And then he goes next level.
He did.
He goes there's, next level with the tagline. I'm like, "You, how did you make it better?
He did. He did make it better. And we will get to, he sent us audio, which that is the beginning of spoiler alert. And there's a reason he's the hashtag favorite of the family.
1,000%. I can't argue that at all.
You've said this on the air and off the air forever.
Yes.
We could.
Anyone that knows my family.
Jonas, I mean, everybody, whoever it is, like, it's the. Would she admit that?
She will. She'll be like, oh, but she won't say no. She won't say no to it. But she, I mean, we could be mid conversation about like life decisions, the most serious thing in the world. And if her phone rings, dings, texts, whatever. Oh, hang on. It's Joey. Yeah. It's always.
There's a tell.
Anything Joey is. He is 1,000% the favorite.
I know we're getting to this sip neck. We're getting to him next. You think every parent has a favorite?
I don't.
I'm just asking the question. I
just know in my family there is he is for sure the favorite. But then I think of my grandma.
Rank your family. So Joey's first.
Joey's first. Are we ranking like by my dad or my mom? No, well, Joey's first. I mean, it's just all about Joey. It really is.
It is.
He's the baby. They love him the most.
All right. How did he one up the smooth sip to the...
I'm sure my mom will love it.
She needs to stick around for 3 minutes. All right, we should get to it. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
The new tagline from Joe Tooey.
Let's get to it.
It is a smooth sip to the lip. Down to the last drip.
How did he take that next level down to the last drip?
Down to the last
smooth sip to the lip was great. It was fine. It's on the mug now. We've upgraded. It's awesome. It's colorful. It's got a wide bottom. The new tagline is on it. We've got the new Jen and Tim Show mugs. And then my mother's favorite goes and does that.
Kind of a little drip off of the end of that verbiage on the mug. Well, now we're going to need new mugs. Sorry.
Down to the last drip. And the fact that he put that sip in there and that you isolated the audio and have played it roughly 732 times this morning, next level.
So there
that's
we go.
Why Joe Tooey is at Fox 8 News.
That's right.
How about that? Thank you, Joseph.
Absolutely. Next level.
The look on your face.
I was pretty proud of that. I feel like I did a bad job.
Of what?
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I feel like I just glossed over this. I believe it's heading eastbound. The stretch from West Boulevard in Cleveland to Hilliard. Is this right?
That's a major...
In place until November of 2026, they're going to have that from 4 lanes to 3 lanes?
Yeah.
Like, as in right now?
Yeah.
People in traffic from 4... I know you did the story.
Yeah.
And you know how I am at listening.
Correct.
It is very in and out. Very in and out.
Yeah, it's selective.
A lot out, sometimes in. So it is, selective hearing. And then I'm reading more about this yesterday, and I think to myself, that is, how do we put this? That is major.
It's
and
awful.
Lengthy.
Very lengthy in a major. When we did the story yesterday, 140,000 vehicles travel in that area daily, according to ODOT.
Like, they're right now. This is the thick of it.
That is
724. You're in the thick of this thing.
A lot of traffic. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready.
maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.